Well, good morning, everyone. I am so excited to be able to call Ben Wilk a friend and be able to associate with him. And what has been going on for, well, since the first of the year, a weekly nature call with the Diamonds and Program. And it's just a real pleasure to just get the excitement and ideas from Ben. So much of who I am has been from being blessed with mentors. And if you listen or learn about anybody that's been just excellent in anything that you can imagine, whether it's Olympic athletes, musicians, certainly business people, surgeons, bankers, whatever it is, whatever the skill is, they had a mentor. And that is one of the most powerful shortcuts to success. And that certainly includes this idea of collaborative entrepreneurs. And I was just reading something, Google, the importance of mentors. It's all over the place. And I was just reading a successful business person in a Forbes magazine article, and the quote to me says to me, there's nothing more invigorating than being surrounded by a bunch of excited and motivated entrepreneurs and trying to help them achieve their goals of building successful businesses. Well, I'm so happy to have been here. That is an amazing, successful businessman. I'm thrilled that he's made the commitment to join us as captain of our good ship, D10, and that we're going to have calls to do things off. But I'm going to turn the time over to Ben and tell us some good stuff, Ben.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you again, Dave. And I'm pleased that you mentioned at the outset the importance of coaching and mentoring. And you referenced the example of people like great athletes, the Olympic champions. I want to talk about one particular Olympic champion this morning. But before I do, we get some context here. But the, like I said, we're all on the ship together, but we're all at the same time. Our kids are our own destiny. And what we've become like, and what we've built in our lives really is dependent upon us. And if our life can become cheap before it can study or it can become valuable and beautiful, you know, it can be full of activity or it can be destructive. It can be full of joy and happiness or it can be full of misery. But it all depends upon us and our attitude, because the altitude or the height that we climb is really dependent upon our attitude or our response particular situations. And I want to talk about that just a second, because that's certainly something that I've learned, that it's not so much our environment, although the environment can play a part. It's not also so much our DNA, although that can play a part as well. Sometimes we talk about great timing, but in reality, we can make our own timing be right. That's the case. So it really comes down to ourselves and the choice within our own heart, what we choose to do with our own agency, to do good with our lives or not. And I want to refer to an example that a man by the name of Peter Bidmar once shared. Peter Bidmar was a gold Olympic medalist for the United States for gymnastics. I think it was back in 1985. But he said, what is it that makes a great athlete? He says, I remember once a great Olympic champion addressed this question. He said he made some important factors such as great coaching, good equipment, good athletes to train with, or just pure natural talent. And let's put this into context of Nikkei. What makes a great Nikkei leader? Say they had a great coach. Maybe they had the right tools, or they had the right team to train with, or maybe they were just naturally talented or got into the right line. Each of us can use those examples. But in doing so, it is often done to disqualify ourselves from sitting into that camp. So listen to what Peter Bidmar said. He said, all of these ingredients can go into the recipe for a great athlete, or I would add, a great weekend leader. And they'll each help in their own way. But there is one quality that rises above the fall, and without it, the athlete is not complete. And that ingredient is desire. I have found in many people that I've coached and mentored over the years, those who do great don't do great because of my coaching. Although coaching can help, do great largely because it's their own natural desire feedback. It is important to be coached, but it's also important, first of all, without the two together, you don't get the same results. So yes, it's important to be coached, and there is evidence everywhere, like I said, about the importance of a great coach. But what really makes the difference is that willingness to be coachable, and that comes down to our desire. If the athlete with the greatest desire to succeed, and I'll say again, the weekend leader with the greatest desire to succeed will stand the greatest chance of reaching his or her goal. The same holds true for the student, the musician, or whatever it is that you aspire to be. A 5-year study of many of the United States top athletes, musicians, and scholars has recently concluded that drive and determination, not great talent, led to their extraordinary success. He repeats that a 5-year study with many of the United States top athletes, musicians, and scholars has recently concluded that drive and determination, not great natural talent, led to their extraordinary success. And that was, just by reference for you, that was a quote in the Los Angeles Times in the 17th of February 1985. So you can look that up and quote it to your heart's content. So he goes on to say, let's not just talk about what we want to be. Let's not dream about it. Let's just go out there and do it. To reach our goal, we must have to work harder than you have ever worked before in your life. And I just want to conclude with one final thought on this, because at each of us,
for Ben, well, it looks like we lost him. I think we've been well fed. So thanks for everyone being on the call.